Hi, is Paulette on the line? Hi, Paulette, are you there? Hi, is Paulette on the line? Hi, Paulette, are you on the line? Hi, is Paulette on the line? Hi, Paulette, are you on the line? Hi, Paulette, are you on the line? Hi, is Paulette on the line?
This is Paulette.
Hi, Paulette, this is Katie Sweeney. I will be facilitating our conversation today. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to get started by letting you know that I'm an independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. What I do is I have my own business and I talk to people about all different types of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person. Sometimes I do that, like today, over the phone.
Okay.
So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say.
Okay.
Anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people, and I will remind you, there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And what I mean by that is, of course, honest and about you. You're only representing yourself today, not other people. I do want to let you know that I am recording the conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes. I have a note taker that's listening in who's a member of my research team, and they won't be part of the conversation. But I do want to reassure you that everything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. When I'm done with all my interviews, I look at the responses in aggregate only. And if for some reason we get disconnected, you could call me back in on the same number and use the same passcode,
okay,
and we'll pick it up. All right? So, just to find out a little bit more about you, I know you're in the state of New Jersey. You don't have to tell me where, but I just want to confirm that that's where you live or work?
Yes, yeah. Both.
Okay. And who else lives with you in your household, if anybody?
No one.
Okay. And you're currently full-time employed, is that correct?
Yes.
And you don't have to tell me the company, and I actually prefer that you don't tell me the company, but I do would like to know what your occupation is and what industry it is.
I'm a licensing manager at a publishing company.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been at that job?
14 years.
Oh, wow. That's quite a tenure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
time goes. Time flies, doesn't it?
I know it does.
I know. I've had my own business for, I think, 15 years, and I can't believe it. You know, it's just like, wow, where did that go? Today we're going to be talking about financial services providers, specifically about retirement plans, but rest assured that at no time we will be discussing, nor I will ask you about amounts or balances or anything like that, all right?
Okay.
So do you have a retirement plan, like a 401k or 403b,
yes,
with your current employer? And is it a 401k or is it something else?
401k.
Okay. And how long have you been enrolled in that plan?
Since I've started here, so 14 years.
Okay. All right.
I have another one. I previously worked at colleges and universities, so I have their whatever the 401k was for that as well.
From a previous employer. And
yeah.
And is it still at that previous employer, or did you roll that over?
It's still with
their plan.
Their plan.
Okay. And they still manage it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And did for the current plan, the one that you have at your current employer, did you contribute to that plan in this calendar year in 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, in conversations like these, I like to ask fill in the blank questions. So this is one of those questions. I'd like you to fill in the blank. When thinking about my 401k with my current employer, I feel blank.
Confident.
Okay, so tell me about that confidence.
I feel that it's a good plan and that I'm contributing enough to when I eventually retire.
Okay. When you say it's a good plan, what do you mean by that?
It has good growth, and I've been given good options. And I think it was last year that I revisited the plan to make it more pertinent. It was very aggressive when I first started the plan, so we revised it a little bit to make it not, still a bit aggressive, but not as aggressive as it had been.
Okay. All right, and I want to talk about that in a bit. We'll get there. Do you view it? How do you view it? Do you view it as your retirement plan or something else, or is it earmarked for something else?
Retirement.
Okay. All right. And how do you view your other plan that's with your other employer? The same way or different in terms of a retirement? Do you view it as your retirement? Something that you will depend on.
I know it's there and it's has minimal growth, but I don't consider it the main retirement plan.
Okay. All right, because
well, I'm not adding to it.
Okay.
As All I right. am with my current plan
right.
here.
Okay. All right. Now your current account, your current 401k, is that provided by Vanguard or by someone else? Okay.
Vanguard.
So what I'd like you to do, do you have a piece of paper and a pen or pencil handy?
Sure.
All right. From time to time, I'm going to be asking you to write things down, and the reason that I do that is so that you can gather your thoughts and think about your answers without my interrupting you. So I'm going to give you a chance to do that here, and you'll let me know. I'll give you a few moments when I ask you the question, and you let me know when you're done. I'd like you to write down whatever your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to mind? Just kind of do a stream of consciousness, your perceptions, your thoughts, your associations, whatever comes to mind when you think about Vanguard. And just I'll give you a few moments to do that and let me know when you're done.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Nita. So share with me what you wrote down.
Stable, options, or variability, accessibility, or really meaning what they have available online.
Okay.
And information, getting the quarterly statements and things like that.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is take each one of those and understand a little bit more about them. The first thing you said was stable. Tell me about that.
Well, even with the changes in the stock market, I think the account itself has remained stable, even if it's been the market itself has been up and down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said options and variability or variety, I think.
Right,
you
have
that?
Your options for different types of services and accounts and how you want to gear your retirement savings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And by different types of services and accounts, what do you mean by that?
I know there are different types of, depending upon how you're looking to save and your age and lifestyle and intentions for the future.
Okay.
So.
All right. So different things you can save in or invest in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you said accessibility. Tell me about that.
Well, you have the website. You have documents that I still get paper documents as well, and occasionally emails regarding different services and where my accounts are at the current period of time.
Okay. All right. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. And you said information. And
this the same thing. You know, I think it came to bear last year in that they, you know, were changing, giving us different, more information on where our accounts were and how we could make them better and maybe, you know, rethink about where we were heading with retirement funds.
And it sounds like you did do some rethinking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that in a bit. Now, how do you've had this association with Vanguard for many years now because you've had the account for many years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you interact with them? How do they communicate with you? How do you communicate with them?
I mean, I don't do it a lot. I try not to get caught up in the fact that, oh, it's down this quarter, it's further down this quarter, it's up again. You know, I look at it occasionally just so I have an idea of how much I have in the accounts themselves, but you know, it's not something I'm tracking every day or every 6 months even.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And now you say quarterly you get information. Is that what what do you get what do you get on a quarter, and how do you get it? How do you receive
it?
It
comes in the mail, and
it's
just a statement as to how the different accounts are doing and what has been added during that quarter, and you know, what maybe certain projections may be for the year.
All right. And what do you do with when you get your quarterly statement? What do you do with that?
What do I do?
You open it. I mean, sometimes I don't open all the mail I get. So
I do.
Let's take a step back. When you get mail from Vanguard, do you open all of it? Some people do. Some people don't. Some people
no.
Don't
I do
get
open
too much
it.
Mail. Okay. And so what do you do? And then after you've looked at your quarterly statement, do you keep it? Do you throw it out? Do you file it?
Do? I've done both. More likely I'll keep it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just file it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then any other communication that they have with you other than the quarterly statement?
I mean, I know they send out different prospectus. Those I don't really bother with.
Right. All right. You mean on the different plans or funds that you have?
Yeah.
Right. You know, you mentioned that there was some information they provided about, you know, and prompted you, it sounded like, to change, that they had information on different options and accounts, how to make it better, and it made you rethink some things. How did they communicate that to you? Tell me about that. That was last year, you said?
Yeah, I think our HR department sent something out saying that we would be receiving something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've received something in the mail to review what changes I would like to make and things like that.
Okay, and the thing that you received in the mail, was that from Vanguard or from your HR department?
Vanguard.
Okay, and it was about changes and so then what did you do to? You said you rethought everything and revisited.
Yeah, and what they had first, it was an introductory thing, and do you want to sign up for this service for them to reevaluate your funds and your account? And I wanted to do that, and so then it was then just sending them some preliminary information, I think, and then they came back and did a revised the account based upon the information I supplied.
Okay. Now, how was that? So it was a back and forth. It sounded a little bit of a back and forth. How was that they sent you something in the mail? How did you send them back information and kind of sign up and
It was through the mail.
Okay.
It wasn't email or through the website or anything.
All right. And so did they end up changing stuff around based on? All right.
Yeah.
So you didn't go in and reallocate stuff or whatever.
No.
They did it. Okay. And how did you find, did you talk to anybody during that process in terms of anybody from Vanguard?
No.
Did you have any reason to call them or anything?
No.
How did that back and forth process work for you? Was it positive, negative, neutral?
Positive. Yeah, I didn't have any complaints about it. I thought it was fine.
All right. Have you ever called them, Vanguard, directly about anything regarding
Yes. I think when I first started here, I did move some monies over from my previous employer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not the university was a couple of employers ago.
Right.
But for my previous employer, I think, was T. Rowe Price, and to move that into the Vanguard account.
Okay.
But otherwise, no.
So that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I you know, I'm not going to ask you about that phone call because I can't remember what I did last week. So, so let's talk about, because you had mentioned with accessibility, you had mentioned their website. Have you been to their website recently?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I know I can, but it's not something, because I'm, you know, I pay attention to what the account's doing, but it's not something that's at the forefront of my mind to really be concerned about right now.
All right. And do you know if you have, like, an online account with a username and password?
I'm sure I do. Mm-hmm. I haven't used it.
Okay.
Or if I have, it was several years ago.
All right. So it's, you wouldn't consider it active?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want you to do is take that pencil and piece of paper again.
Mm-hmm.
And before further discussion, what I'd like you to do is write down either the reason, and I want you to, once again, this is one of those, think about it and give it some thought and write it down. And we'll actually, I'll give you a moment or two, and then we'll actually come back to this in a moment afterwards. I talk to you about some other things, but I want you to write down the reason or reasons, in your words, obviously, that you don't have an active account with Vanguard.com, that maybe you registered at some point, but it's not something that you use or go to on any kind of a regular basis. Write down the reason or reasons.
Okay.
I'll give you some time and let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Now, we're going to come back to that in a moment. I want to talk about the Internet in general for a little bit, and then we'll come back to those reasons. I want to talk about how you would describe your relationship with the Internet in general. This is another fill-in-the-blank.
Okay.
I am a blank user of the Internet.
Daily.
Okay. So tell me about your daily usage.
Well, I use it for my work.
Mm-hmm.
I use it to get my news and social media to keep in touch with people and shopping and things like that, and banking.
Okay. What three, I'm going to take a step back. You use it for your work at work, and this is, I talk to a lot of people around the country, and some people can, some people can't. Are you allowed to access personal, use the Internet at work for personal reasons?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a computer at work. What do you have? Do you have access at home? And what's your device that you primarily use at home?
A laptop, but I also have a tablet.
Okay. All right. And do you have a smartphone as well or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What do you spend I'll ask it this way. What sites, let's say three sites, would you say, for personal use, let's take work out of it for a second, or business or work, what three sites would you say you spend the most time on? Not
New York
including
Times,
email.
NewYorkTimes.com.
Uh-huh. Right.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Nordstrom.
Okay. All right. So you do online shopping, it sounds
yes.
like. Your social media is Facebook. Any other social media sites that you use, or is that Facebook pretty
much? Mostly Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I will go on to Twitter or Instagram, but I don't really post anything there.
Right, right, okay. And New York Times to get your news, as you mentioned. Okay. So go back to the reasons that that I had you write down, or asked you to write down, for why not Vanguard.com. What did you write down?
Lack of time or interest.
Uh-huh.
And I think that goes back to not being obsessed with what the numbers are.
Uh-huh.
In my retirement funds, that
okay.
the quarterly reports are enough for me,
mm-hmm.
and also I don't feel like I need to be obsessing quite yet as
mm-hmm.
to, oh, I have this much in this account, or this went really down, or this went
mm-hmm.
really up.
Right.
So,
right.
So
okay.
I think that's why I've really not gone to their website and tried to, you know, set up a.
Right.
account, an online
okay.
account.
It's interesting, you said not need to be obsessing quite yet. Tell me about the quite yet.
Well, I think maybe if I get closer to retirement, I
mm-hmm.
probably would be a bit more
mm-hmm.
interested in what I have in the accounts and when they will become available and things like that.
Okay. And when would that be? I don't know what your retirement horizon is, or, you know, do you have one? When do you think?
Probably 20 to 25 years from
okay.
now.
Okay, so out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you wrote down besides the lack of time/interest?
Being the summaries or the quarterly reports are enough information,
mm-hmm.
and that I don't want to get bogged down with making changes constantly.
Okay. And by bogged down with making changes constantly, tell me what you mean by that.
Just not obsessing about
mm.
should I be reducing out of one of the services and adding to another, and I'm, you know, comfortable with what the quarterly reports are telling me how much I have.
Okay. All right. And that comfortable in terms of, what do you mean by that?
You know, I'm happy to see what the numbers are,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not, you know, too worried yet
mm-hmm.
that I'm not going to have enough for retirement.
Okay. Now... have you ever had, in the 14 years that you've had the account, have you ever wanted to or had a need to check what the current balance was? Because the quarterly paper is only as good as the
yeah,
you know, printed.
I have, but
and
I've never really done anything about it. Then other
mm-hmm.
things come up and it slips my mind.
Okay.
And
all right, so no real need.
I never get back to it.
Okay. All right. And let's talk about banking in general. Do you have do you do online? I forgot to see if. Oh, you did mention that you do online
yeah.
banking.
And
yeah. And who's your primary bank, or who do you use as your primary?
It's PNC.
Okay. And so you use and you do online banking. Do you pay bills online?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you use their mobile, I don't even know if they have one, a mobile banking app or?
I don't use the app. I go through my account on their website.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you have bills, do you have bills that you pay that are auto draft, or is it more you go in and pay them?
Both.
Okay.
It's both.
And what about, I don't know if they, so you don't use their mobile banking app. How do you, if you ever get a paper check, how do you deposit that?
Well, I'm lucky in that they have a branch right in our office building.
Oh, that's
I mean, I've been a PNC, I've had a PNC before it was PNC from when I was in college. So it just it just so happens that they have a branch at our office location. So if that were to happen, I mean, it's easy enough for me to make a deposit.
And how often would you say you're online in your banking with your bank? You go online onto their site?
Probably a few times a month.
Okay.
You know, as different bills to, you know, manage the different bills I do online.
So one thing I'm curious about is they're both financial services providers. They both have your money, right, PNC and Vanguard. One gets a lot of your attention online. One doesn't. Tell me about the difference and why.
I don't view my retirement account as something that I need to be, you know, dealing with daily or weekly, whereas my checking and savings accounts through my regular bank, I do.
Okay.
I mean, I also don't, you know, I get into this argument with my mother all the time because she has to make sure everything that's showing online matches what's in her checkbook. I trust the online system more than I trust my own math.
And what about you? Let's see. You said you have another 401k at an old employer, one or two, right? You have or not? Did I get that wrong? Let me see.
Well, it was from when I worked at a university, and so it was through TIAA CREF, I couldn't transfer it into Vanguard.
Right. And do you have an online account with them and look at how the same or different the way you? I know you said you don't think of it as your main retirement account.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
I've never looked to see.
Okay. So you don't have an online account with them that you're using.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So same thing as with the Vanguard account. Mm-hmm. And you get paper statements from them as well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I want to think about in general, and I want to ask, I like to also use 10-point scale questions in these types of conversations. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future, where 10 is you feel totally confident and 1 is not confident at all, or not any number in between, where would you put yourself on that scale?
Probably 8.
Okay, so tell me about that high level of confidence.
Well, I've been putting money into a 401k ever since I started working. Mm-hmm. There was never one to use, you know, a higher salary to spend on things or go on, you know, fancy vacations or things like that. I was drained into my head to make sure you had invest for your retirement, and so I always have.
Right. Okay. And what about in terms of how that money is allocated? Like when you had Or which plans, as you called them, they get, you know, invested in. When you, about a year or last year, when you said that there was some communication from Vanguard to revisit things, and you took them up on that.
Yeah, I was happy. Yeah, I was happy to revisit it and
actually
take a look at to see where I was.
Right.
As being mid-career, so to see where my, you know, where things stood and that it was a good time to reevaluate.
Right.
The difference.
And how did you make those, and you said you made some choices based on that. How did you, what did you get any count? did Vanguard give you any counsel on that, or did anybody? Like, how did you make the decision?
They took a look at my – I gave them the right to take a look at my account and take into account, I guess, other factors. And so they then advised what they thought should be – how the allocation should change, and maybe switching out of certain – high-risk areas and to more moderate risk.
Right. Okay. And did it call, did they charge you for that? Was there a fee?
It was a minimum. I think it was a minimum charge.
Uh-huh. Like a flat rate or a percentage, or you don't remember?
I think it was a flat rate.
Mm-hmm. And did at any time did it come up at any time whether or not you had an did they ask you whether you had an online account or were interested in an online account?
No, I don't think it did.
Okay.
Maybe it did, and I just don't recall.
Okay. Let's see. And other than that, who do you rely in that instance? Sounds like it was a positive experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you rely on any other resources as far as making – you know, longer-term financial decisions, not that.
I do have a local financial planner that I deal with when I am doing my taxes, and so he, you know, has given some advice on how to manage certain things and going forward, or to handle, you know, certain things as years go on.
Uh-huh. And what company is he with?
It's a private financial planning company.
Okay. All right. And is that like a once a year thing, it sounds like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And does he manage any of your money or just give
you accounts? No.
Okay. So recognizing that you're not a big visitor to Vanguard.com, so your exposure is limited, are there benefits or features that Vanguard.com could offer you, not anybody, but that would be relevant to you that you might find compelling or important to you to use the site? Recognizing that you probably don't know what it has, but you haven't been on much.
Right.
Can you think of anything, any feature or benefit that it could provide?
Well, I guess, you know, when they come up with, you know, descriptions of all the different types of investment opportunities, what are some new aspects to them, or you know, where is it being invested, and you know, making it easy to make any sort, and they probably do. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Anything else that you could think of that might be compelling, or that would get you to?
I don't know.
Investigate it even.
Yeah. I mean, I probably will now.
Right.
But, you know, I never really thought about it before.
Uh-huh. All right. Let me share with you a few things that the site has offers, and I want to get your reaction to them, whether or not you find them motivating or compelling. So the question is not, is it a good idea? It's the question is whether it's important to you, all right, to you, Paulette, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the site allows you to check your account balance, so your current balance, not as of, you know, the last time the statement printed, and get other information such as contributions, the rules of your plan, if you wanted to see a past statement or print a past statement. It allows you to make changes to your accounts, such as changing your contribution amount, or updating your beneficiary, and it also allows you, something that you alluded to, was research and compare your options available and make changes to how or where your money is allocated or invested.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I just described important or compelling or motivating to you?
Sure.
These are things that the site that exists today.
Yes.
What in particular?
It all sounded good. I just, you know, have never really thought about investigating the site to and taking a look on my account online.
Right. Okay. All right. What about it also, You can receive personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings to help put you on track towards having enough money for your retirement. What about that?
Yeah, that's great.
Why?
Just so I know that I'm on the right track and that, you know, any advice to make sure that, you know, there is going to be enough in a couple of decades from now to be able to retire comfortably.
Right. Okay. It also gives you access to use financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decisions and plan for retirement. Is that something you could see using or taking advantage of? All right. Do you use any, other than your bank site, do you use any financial sites now? There are things like Mint.com or Quicken or
no.
Use any of that? Okay. So why does the idea of financial tools to help you make decisions and plan, why is that interesting?
I mean, I'm the type of person, the more information, the better. So if I can use some tools to maybe make changes or think about what I should be doing differently, then sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It also has provides online education like articles or videos or webinars to learn more about saving for retirement or finances and investing. Is that something you think you'd take advantage of?
I may. I mean, I don't know if I would invest the time to do that, but I may if the topic sounded interesting enough. I do a lot of that in my work, so usually when, you know, my off time, it's not something I may want to spend time doing.
Right. And by doing a lot of that in your work, what specifically?
Participating in webinars and reading a lot of journal material and things like that. So
not necessarily related to retirement, though, right?
No.
But you're just doing it, so it's you want to be able to do other things.
Yeah.
A few other things, and once again, this is all about you, not whether, you know, it's a good idea for anybody. It does allow you to take a loan from your account. You could do that now, but you'd have to call to do that.
Right.
This way you could do it online. I don't know if that's something that is of interest to you. Or something.
It may be at some period in the future.
Okay. It does offer, security hasn't really come up as an issue. I haven't heard it. Some people, like, don't do online banking because they're worried about putting anything online. But they do have enhanced security on the site. They have something called two-factor authentication, which is a hard word to say. But what that is and it's something you can opt into. It's not something that you have to have. But when you log in, you know how most sites have a username and then a password and then you're logged in. This you can opt in to allow this feature, which after you type in your username and password, it texts you a code that you a six number code that you get it on your phone and you type it into the site. So they know it's you. So they know it's you logging on and no one, you know, got a hold of, you know, your information and log on. I don't know if that's something that's, you know, important to you or would be interesting to you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And a few other things. It also allows you, if you sign up, to go paperless. And stop receiving the printed statements. Instead, you would receive an email from Vanguard saying your statement is ready, it's available online, and allow you to print it out if you wanted to. How do you feel about that?
That's fine. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm paperless in other ways, so yes.
Yeah. Are you paper? I mean, like banking, your everyday banking. Are you paperless there?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might. That might be something that you opt into.
Right.
Right. And then the other thing, it has a mobile app that has the functionality, all the functionality. Do you use your mobile? Did we talk about whether you use your mobile banking app?
You asked me, but I don't.
Right. So it's probably not applicable. If you don't with your bank, your everyday bank, you probably wouldn't with your retirement accounts. So now that I've talked to you a bit about the features, when we first talked about the reasons why you haven't really taken advantage or gone to the site that much or set up you might have at one point, but you don't use it now, right? And you talked about lack of time and interest, and you don't need to be obsessing quite yet.
Right.
Now that I've exposed you to the site, I mean, we haven't looked at it, but I've told you a little bit about features and benefits. Is it feeling the same, or?
No, it's made me a bit more interested to see to see if I'm registered on the site, and then look around and see what.
All right. What about the concern that you don't want to be obsessed, like that it's kind of something that's off in the distance, a couple decades out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Reconcile that for me now that I've told you some of the features and it's piqued your interest, but tell me about, that still tension that you don't want
well,
to
Well, I would probably look at the site a bit more. Maybe not monthly, but a few times a year, or maybe quarterly.
Okay.
If I went paperless from the statements, and just to see where things are and how I was doing.
Right. So it sounds like going paperless it's okay to part with the paper. Some people I talk to, they're like, you know what? I like that paper statement. I like it coming in the mail every day or every day, every quarter. Some people, I've gone paperless in other parts of my life, and it's not a big deal to part with that paper. So, at the beginning, you shared with me your top-of-mind associations with Vanguard, and I want to just turn back to what those are. Stable, options, accessibility, and information.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've talked about Vanguard.com a bit, has your perceptions changed at all in any way?
No. I think probably even enhanced the words I thought of.
In what way?
Knowing what the site would have available.
Uh-huh.
And what I would be able to do, through Vanguard.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Short of my calling you and talking to you, or I didn't call you, but talking to you, what could Vanguard.com have done to raise your awareness other than this phone call?
Since I still do get paper, I don't know if special mailings, because I got the mailing last year about taking a look at my accounts, and so and that piqued my interest. So, maybe some information about what can and can be done on the website, or, some pretty marketing pieces, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, what's interesting is that, and as I said before, some people get mail and they don't, it used to be that we got so much paper mail that we didn't, open all of it. We don't get as much paper mail anymore. And so, it sounds like you open pretty much everything that comes from Vanguard.
Generally.
Not the prospectus. I heard you on that. But whatever this mailing had, it piqued your interest, right?
Right.
Something along those lines that would pique your interest enough to, think about it and revisit the site just as you revisited, your investments.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Any other suggestions or comments while we wrap things up here? This has been an extremely interesting and insightful conversation for me. We're talking to people just to find out why they haven't don't go to the site, and the purpose of the call was not to get you to sign up. It was just to understand how Vanguard could better serve their investors?
It's a good call, and it made me think a bit about, you know, what my investments are, and mm-hmm. to actually take a deep dive into the actual site.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we are done. I want to thank you so much for your time. It's been, as I said, very valuable for me and helpful. Smith Research will be sending you your honorarium in the mail. And I just really appreciate your insights today.
Okay, thank you.
And have a great rest of your afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.